James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We spend a good bit of our time at church offering prayer requests to one another. I wonder how many of the subsequent prayers are fervent. What's more, I wonder if those prayers come from righteous people. These are the two operative words in the latter part of the verse, and ought never to be overlooked. The phrase effectual fervent means to be mighty in. Are we mighty in prayer? And are we righteous? That means upright, virtuous, and keeping the commands of God. Let us not stop offering requests or praying. We are a needy people. Prayer is vital in the life of any believer, especially one that makes request with this kind of transparency, this kind of humility. But as we confess our faults and pray for healing, let us do so in the ways specifically outlined in this verse. Let us address our righteousness and fervency in prayer. Then we can expect big things to happen. James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.